Iambic Audiobooks presents The Painted Messiah by Craig Smith. Read by Clive Catterall. Prologue. Jerusalem. Passover, AD 30.
Will those who have seen him in life know him by this portrait, Theophanes?
Most assuredly, sir, the slave answered. Theophanes had no basis for believing this. Those who had known the Jewish Messiah were themselves Jews. As everyone knew, Jews refused to gaze upon any human image.
It doesn't look much like him now, though,
Pilate offered doubtfully. Theophanes studied the subject of his portrait critically. The man wore rags and a crown of thorns. His head was a bloody mass of contusions. Theophanes had painted the Jew as he appeared, omitting only the humiliating effects of violence. With the eyes, he had created the universal serenity of nobility sitting for a portrait. Theophanes was especially skilled at capturing this effect. In all other matters, the slave was faithful to nature. The man was pleasingly robust, having plenty of muscle and a good layer of fat against the cold. His features were regular, the nose large and broad, the eyes were unclouded. Perhaps you have noticed, sir, all criminals have the same look at this point in their careers. This, Theophanes gestured towards his painting, is the face of the man you saw ride into Jerusalem. The prefect's chin kicked up slightly in response. His expression grew more comfortable. That man. The reference excited his confidence. That man had entered the city as the king of the Jews.
The hair is wrong, Pilate declared finally, for he would not rest until he had faltered the work of his slave. The beard is too short, Theophanes.
This was not true, but as Theophanes had learned years ago under the lash of a whip, his master was incapable of understanding what he looked at.